Lamentations chapter 4. How has the gold become dull? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how they are esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter. Even the sea monsters draw out the breast, they nurse their young ones. The daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the nursing child clings to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children asks for bread, and no man gives it to them. Those who fed delicately are desolate in the streets, those who were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the sins of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk, they were more handsome in body than rubies, their polishing was of sapphire. Their appearance is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets, their skin clings to their bones, it is withered, it has become like a stick. Those who are killed with the sword are better off than those who are killed with hunger, because these cry away, stricken through for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children, they were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord Jehovah has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger, and has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundations. The kings of the earth, and all those who live in the world, would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Because of the sins of her prophets, and the evil deeds of her priests, who have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They have wandered as blind men in the streets, they have polluted themselves with blood, so that men could not touch their clothes. They cried to them, "Depart. It is unclean. Depart, depart, do not touch." When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, ungodly nations. They will no more live there. The anger of the Lord Jehovah has divided them, he will regard them no more. They did not respect the persons of the priests, they did not favor the elders. As for us, our eyes failed looking for our vain help. In our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, because our end has come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, they laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord Jehovah, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we shall live among the heathen." Ungodly nations. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, who lives in the land of Uz, the cup also will pass through to you. You will be drunk, and will make yourself naked. The punishment of your sin is accomplished, O daughter of Zion, he will no more carry you away into captivity. He will visit your sin, O daughter of Edom, he will uncover your sins.